From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring messages by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series in the book of Joshua. The text is verses 17 and 18 of chapter 17. By this point in time, the children of Israel had completed the conquest of Canaan. Yet each tribe still had to possess the land that had been allotted to them, for in each case pockets of resistance remained. In our text, Joshua exhorts the tribes of Joseph, Ephraim, and Manasseh, saying, "Thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have chariots of iron, and though they be strong." In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns is applying these words to the Christian life. Those who truly know Christ as their Savior still have to battle against sin throughout their earthly lives. These are the Canaanites, whose presence is a source of grief to every believer. Some are deeply entrenched, and great effort is required to drive them out. Today we'll see that, like the Canaanites, these sins should be driven out, for every sin is the enemy of every Christian. The command to Israel was, "Drive out all of them." So it must be for the individual child of God. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of a message entitled, "The Holy War of Sanctification." First, please listen to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
This morning's text comes from Psalm 84 and verse 7. They go from strength to strength. They go from strength to strength. There are various renderings of these words, but all of them contain the idea of progress. Our own good translation of the Authorized Version is enough for us this morning. They go from strength to strength. That is, they grow stronger and stronger. Usually, if we are walking, we go from strength to weakness. We start fresh and in good order for our journey, but by and by the road is rough and the sun is hot. We sit down by the wayside, and then again painfully pursue our weary way. But the Christian pilgrim, having obtained fresh supplies of grace, is as vigorous after years of toilsome travel and struggle as when he first set out. He may not be quite so elate and buoyant, nor perhaps quite so hot and hasty in his zeal as he once was, but he is much stronger in all that constitutes real power, and travels, if more slowly, far more surely. Some gray-haired veterans have been as firm in their grasp of truth and as zealous in diffusing it as they were in their younger days. But alas, it must be confessed, it is often otherwise, for the love of many waxes cold and iniquity abounds. But this is their own sin and not the fault of the promise, which still holds good. The youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Fretful spirits sit down and trouble themselves about the future. Alas, say they, we go from affliction to affliction. Very true, O thou of little faith, but then thou goest from strength to strength also. Thou shalt never find a bundle of affliction which has not bound up in the midst of it sufficient grace. God will give the strength of ripe manhood with the burden allotted to full-grown shoulders.
He addeth his mercy.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Once again, we're happy to make available to you the quarterly LTBS magazine. The current issue includes a series of articles dealing with three pressing questions. Is the Bible really infallible? Did Christ really die as a substitute? And is hell really everlasting punishment? In addition, this issue contains a missionary focus on the island of Malta, as well as the testimony of a Christian woman who found that God's word brought her true comfort and strength as she dealt with the tragic loss of a beloved brother. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy this program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. If you are a regular listener to Let the Bible Speak and the programs have been used of the Lord in your life, perhaps you would be interested in how you can have a Free Presbyterian Church in your area. You may express your interest by contacting Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Our toll-free number is 866-877-5827. That's 866-877-5827. To learn more about the Christ-centered, biblically separated ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, please go to our website, www.fpcna.org. We would welcome your inquiries, and you may be assured of a prompt and courteous response.
In Joshua 15, 16, and 17, we read of the widespread victories that the various tribes enjoyed. They had victory after victory as they entered into the enjoyment of their possessions. Nobody could read what they did and deny that these people were conquering people. They were people who were living in victory. But yet, each tribe had its failures. The Lord's command in the words of our text was, "Thou shalt drive out the Canaanites. Though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong, thou shalt drive out the Canaanites." However, each tribe failed at some point. For example, in chapter 15, verse 63, we read, "As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem unto this day. Indeed, it wasn't until David came to Jerusalem to make it the capital of the United Kingdom, after having been king 7 years over Judah in Hebron, he came up to Jerusalem as king over all Israel. And it wasn't until that time that he sent Joab up and drove out the Jebusites. Until that time, and even on that occasion, the Jebusites were able to mock the armies of Israel. So Judah couldn't drive out the Jebusites. And then we read of Manasseh in chapter 17, verse 12. "Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites would dwell in the land." What a telling expression that is. As I say, all this has a spiritual message for us. This is true to our experience. You will find, as you pursue the holy war of sanctification, that there are Canaanites who would dwell in the land. There are Canaanite sins. There are tribes of sins, lusts, temptations, moral and spiritual weaknesses that tenaciously desire to dwell in the land. How true to our experience. We may well cry, as did the psalmist in Psalm 119, verses 4 and 5, "Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently." That's the command of God. And then we may well utter the prayer, "Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes." Today, I want us to consider Israel's experience in this matter, and find that Israel's successes and failures in possessing their inheritance picture our holy war of sanctification. According to the text, Joshua was intending to teach Israel three things. First, he intended to teach them that the Canaanites should be driven out. They should be driven out. Israel had to keep in mind that the Canaanites were their enemies. And if Israel wouldn't fight against the Canaanites, it wouldn't change the fact that the Canaanites intended to fight against them. The Canaanites were their inveterate foes. They were enemies to the death. They were determined to prosecute their war against Israel. Thus, the children of Israel, in each of their tribes, had to fight against the Canaanites. And that's why the command was, drive them out. How many of them? Drive all of them out. But some have iron chariots, as I described in one of our former studies. At that stage of history, the iron chariots were a fairly new implement of war, and they were a deadly menace. These great beasts of war with scythe-like attachments to their wheels would be driven through an army of infantry, and they would cut down men and leave them to die. It was a horrendous instrument of war for anyone to have. This was something that would strike fear into the hearts of any opponents. And as you find with every new advance in war technology, when it first comes on the scene, opponents don't know how to deal with it. They haven't had experience. They haven't had time to sit down and figure out its weaknesses. It was true of these chariots. I don't want to get away off on a tangent here, but it's interesting. It was true of these chariots. They did have weaknesses as well as strengths. You'd only got to bring them to the proper kind of terrain, and they were death traps. That happened in the days of the judges, for instance. And you find that Barak was able to have the great chariots of the enemies down on the mushy surface of the plain before him, and they became a death trap to them. But at this stage, the Israelites knew nothing about the tactics of dealing with these instruments of war. They just looked at them, and they have great iron chariots. The Lord says, drive them out, chariots and all. And the same holds good in our spiritual struggle. Let's learn from this. All sin is our enemy. Every sin is the enemy of every Christian. Christians need to learn that. And we need to learn that this is not just some old-fashioned kind of Methodist or holiness kind of word. This is the word of God. Sin is our enemy. We're living in a day when Christians are coming to terms with sin. We're living in a day when we have redefined everything so that nothing means anything anymore. We have come to such terms with sin that we have our consciences largely stultified, deadened. There are some of you here today, and you know this, that Christians can do things nowadays that 10 years ago they wouldn't have dreamed of doing. Christians can go places nowadays that 10 years ago they would never have dreamed of going. There are things that are acceptable that were not acceptable. Now, I am not for a moment arguing that what was the standard of acceptance must necessarily have been right. What I am saying is that we must go to the Word of God and let the Word of God determine what is right and what is wrong, and that doesn't matter what so-called progress is made in any part of society, and especially, let me emphasize this, it does not matter what sort of progress is made in the new evangelical compromising churches of America. What the Bible says is sin, and that's the end of the matter. We ought not to come to terms with sin. Sin is the enemy of the people of God, and it will hinder our possession of what we have in Christ. Let me turn that around. If you are doubtful as to whether something is sinful or not, just look at it in the light of this criterion, this standard of judgment. Does this hinder my enjoyment of Christ? Does this hinder my access to God in prayer? Does this hinder my study and my love of the Word of God? Does this hinder my conformity to Christ? Does this hinder my service for the Savior? My friend, anything that is a hindrance to your spiritual welfare and growth is sin. Now let's understand that. We must see that sin is our enemy. Peter said in 1 Peter 2:11, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul." Lusts war against the soul. We are, as God's Israel, in a battle with the Canaanite tribes of our own sins. And Peter tells us, remember, they are not innocuous little sins. They are deadly enemies that are warring against your soul. And of course, some sins are particularly powerfully entrenched. I have mentioned the chariots that some of the Canaanites had as they went against the children of Israel. Chariots could attack swiftly, and of course they could inflict awful damage. It's true in the spiritual realm. There are sins which are particularly powerful. There are sins which can attack us very, very swiftly. There are sins which, having done so, can inflict awful damage, sometimes lifelong damage. You think of David's negligence and lust. It seemed to start off in a small way. David was the great warrior king. But when the time came that kings go forth to war, David didn't go. Oh, the war must go on, but let Joab conduct it. David neglected to go to war, and soon his lust led to adultery, which led to murder, which led, some people have said, why did God not put David to death? I wonder what civil power was going to inflict the death penalty in David. There was no civil power superior to him. There was none to inflict the death penalty. But God inflicted a penalty on that sin. It was so great that David would far, far, far rather have been asked to give his own life in exchange. For from that point the sword never departed from the house of David. Shame and disgrace, wickedness, decimated his house and family, the result of sin. It was a chariot sin, came with sudden devastation.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.